Federal contractors are gearing up to fight a new executive order. President Barack Obama last week signed the directive to protect contractors' employees. The businesses, though, say it goes too far and infringes on their rights. Some are threatening to sue the government. Ben Goad is covering the battle for The Hill, and he joins us now. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you. So what does this executive order do exactly that so angers federal contractors?
Right. So the president is essentially ordering up new regulations that are going to require companies seeking federal contracts to disclose any labor law violations over the previous 3 years. So that includes statutes covering pay, safety, health, collective bargaining, and even civil rights violations. The order, the president is saying, you know, if you want to do business with the government, you're going to need to follow the law. But contractors say that the existing patchwork of rules and regulations under statutes like, you know, the Federal Family Medical and Leave Act, the Fair Labor Standards Act, and other statutes are already really complex, and that they could easily commit a minor violation that could essentially get them blacklisted from federal contracts that they rely on to keep their businesses up and running. So that's, I think, the focus of their complaint.
So is there an operational requirement for contractors to track this in some way and report it formally to contracting officers? Because they're the ones that decide who the government does business with.
Right. And this new rule will require all agencies to hire new counselors that will essentially guide the contracting decisions based on whether or not the companies are following labor laws. So it's sort of increasing that oversight.
And what about the metrics? I mean, it says ye shall report violations, and of course, companies that violate already have gone through some judicial or regulatory process to correct that wrong. So, does the order say that the mere having happened with these violations disqualify vendors, or is there some quantity that they have to have had in terms of violations to be disqualified? I mean, how does it operationalize in decision making?
Well, it doesn't create any specific threshold, but what the government is saying is, look, we're willing to work with those contractors that do commit violations, but the contractors are saying we think that this is, you know, a de facto prohibition against any company with even a minor violation, and that's how the rule will be construed, and that, you know, these caveats from the Obama administration won't play out as they hope.
So which contractors or which industries are the most upset about this? I know you've talked to several contractors.
Yeah, right. So I've spoken to a lot of contractors and labor and employment lawyers who say that the entire industry is going to be impacted by this. And it's not a small amount of people. The Labor Department says there's something like 24,000 businesses with federal contracts, and they employ as many as, I think, 28 million workers. But so far, it's the major groups like the International Franchising Association and the Associated Builders and Contractors that are leading the charge against the order.
So it sounds like the ones most worried about it would be those companies that may have large forces of lower-paid workers, such as construction or food service or the other kinds of services that are provided to the federal government, as opposed to, say, high technology.
Yeah, exactly. And like I say, I think the contractor community is still sort of trying to figure out what this all means. So the impact is unknown, and so is the scope.
But to be clear, it's not like they're taking issue with any particular law, arguing that the law is wrong, but simply that it's a patchwork system and they can't keep track of all of them that they're supposed to comply with.
That's exactly right. And the contractors say, we agree that companies should be providing safe and fair workplaces. They should pay their employees in line with the current standards and labor laws. They're just saying this is sort of piling on, given that the administration has already issued other executive orders focusing directly on federal contractors, while other sections of the economy don't have to comply with those rules.
And one of those compliance requirements now is to pay them above minimum wage. So the same ones we talked about with respect to possibly having a greater number of labor violations, that is, large, lower paid or unskilled or semi-skilled workforces, are also the ones that are going to be most cost impacted by an increase in wages for people only working for the federal government.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
We're speaking with Ben Goad, and he's a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Ben, why do some of the contractors you spoke with think that they've got a good legal argument and that they'd prevail in court?
Well, you know, they haven't really laid out any specific legal strategy at this point, but these kind of challenges generally center on whether or not the president has the legal authority to make the changes. But it's also important to note that the Associated Builders and Contractors have also said they'd look to Congress in their fight as well, and that could mean some sort of legislation seeking to block the order from taking effect.
And any news yet or any signs of that that's going to happen on the Hill? Anybody raise any objection from Congress?
No, you know, this order came out as Congress was in the throes of their immigration fight and headed out of town for a five-week recess. So there hasn't been much response yet. I imagine that during this period and throughout the fall, there'll be more quiet conversations between business groups and members of Congress as they look for allies or someone to carry their water via some sort of legislation. And there could also be an effort through the appropriations process to stop the rules. The order does require formal rulemaking, and House Republicans have repeatedly tried to use appropriations bills to basically deny agencies funding to promulgate those rules. So that's another option for opponents of the order.
Did this order come as a surprise to contractors? Because, you know, usually they try to resolve any sort of arguments with the government, given that they have a close working relationship by the nature of being contractors, quietly, and this seems to have been louder than normal.
Yeah, I don't think it blindsided them. I think, you know, several of the groups said things like we're not surprised, but we are disappointed, that sort of language. But as I mentioned, this is the latest in a series of executive orders that the president has signed that relate to contractors. There was the minimum wage item that was a big deal, and he also signed an order that was intended to keep contractors from discriminating against employees based on sexual orientation or sexual preference.
So what happens now? I mean, the order is out there. Is the rulemaking gone to Federal Register, and is there any way for people to comment on it at this point formally, other than, you know, through like talking to the Hill newspaper?
Not yet. So the executive order was published in the Federal Register, but that the next step will be either some sort of a notice of a proposed rulemaking or even just a proposed rule that will be subject to public comment. And when that happens, there is certain to be a number of comments from the business sector, as well as probably from the union side and public interest groups who are pressing for stronger regulations on this front. So that's where the rubber will meet the road once the rulemaking formally begins, and both sides will have a chance to weigh in on the final language.
And for the agencies, what sort of changes does this entail for them? You mentioned that they have to hire more staff, counselors. What else?
Yeah, that's the main thing, that they'll have to have a new, and what the administration is calling them is labor compliance advisors, and that they'll guide these decisions on whether contractors' past actions, quote the White House here, rise to the level of a lack of integrity or business ethics. So what that means, a lack of integrity or business ethics, is what will decide whether or not companies are able to get federal contracts. And the question they have is whether or not that means a minor slip up on a violation or some sort of major offense.
Well, what could possibly go wrong? And also, I guess there's a provision in here to extend this to the Federal Acquisition Regulation, which is another whole process, so that it would become enshrined in that body of – basically, that has the force of law.
Right. And so do rules if they get finalized. So it's – you know, what businesses are worried about is another layer of red tape that is in some ways redundant. They say they already have to follow these rules – They're doing their best to follow these rules, and there are already a set of penalties in place for offenders. So this amounts to yet another layer of bureaucracy that they don't need at the time when the budget cuts, federal budget cuts have hit agencies, and that means fewer contracts to go around, and so that means these companies are fighting for fewer contracts, and now they're afraid that they're going to have to pay more in sort of compliance spending to make sure that they don't get denied future contracts.
And there's also a little subtle encouragement of whistleblowing in this, because there's something about obtaining information through other sources other than the formal ones that would be available to this labor compliance advisor and the contracting officer. Is that the way it's being read?
Yeah, that's the way I read it. I mean, I think that the government has been pretty clear about the fact that that whistleblowers will be protected, and they've been very clear about the fact that they want safer workplaces. So I think that's a logical conclusion.
And Ben, finally, with regards to the other executive orders signed that impact contractors that we've talked about, such as the one raising the minimum wage for contract employees, now that those are signed and done, what are contractors saying about them? Are they okay with them, or are they also considering perhaps a legal challenge or a challenge in Congress to those?
I don't think that they have signaled any sort of legal challenge. The big one is the minimum wage item, and that is just now taking effect. And I think the economic impact, which was hotly debated when the executive order was signed, is not yet known. So I think any analysis on whether or not that has hurt this section of the economy is still a ways off, but certainly will be the source of future spin from both sides.
All right. Ben Goad is a staff writer for the Hill newspaper. Thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime.